oncologists are confused about where bevacizumab fits in. They hear people making the statement, we already have so many therapies for metastatic breast cancer. Is this really that great shake in general? And does that surprise you, Kathy?
It has surprised me from the day I presented these results. There is no other trial in first-line metastatic breast cancer that has found this degree of improvement in outcome with this minimal toxicity. The only study that has come close to the same improvement in outcome is the original Herceptin randomized trial, and it was hampered in that trial by a significant rate of congestive heart failure in one of the two arms of the study. And I don't recall anyone looking at those results and saying, well, it's only 5 months and we just don't know where this fits in and we have so many other things to give patients. And we have no other drugs that have been approved for breast cancer between when that trial was reported and when the E2100 data were reported. And this trial applies to a much larger subset of our patients. So I quite honestly don't understand the reluctance.
How?
So, Kathy, I like this study, as you know, and I think it's an exciting proof of principle, and I chose the regimen for this question that we're talking about. But let me just ask you to play it out a little more. So, for instance, there have been trials of combination chemotherapy versus sequential chemotherapy, which have shown statistically significant survival advantage, which as yet we have premature analyses for. And I have in general resisted those, thinking that, well, you just treat them with one drug and then you treat them with another drug in sequence. One of the challenges your two trials pose for me is that it suggests a relatively specific window when bevacizumab is effective. And I know that the general explanation is that there are more evil humors later on and you can't overcome that. But the data from RELF that you use to support that really are a very different staging of disease. I mean, VEGF alone is sort of in the DCIS to invasive stage, and then we're talking about early invasive disease. And these women all had metastatic cancer. And I still conceptually find it a little hard to imagine that the drug works in one window and then you have to give it that as first line, but then it doesn't work elsewhere. Can you just share more thoughts on that?
Well, that is the data that we have. It may be hard to explain, but that is the data we have, and I think it actually does fit the biology. We also have data suggesting that increases in pro-angiogenic peptide expression results in a relative resistance to chemotherapy. So the more of those you have, which will become more numerous as patients progress even in the later stages and are exposed to other therapies, is going to make inhibiting any single factor inherently less effective, which is different than the chemotherapy trials. The other difference in the chemotherapy trials is they've typically only found a progression-free survival improvement of 2 to 3 months and at the cost of substantial increases in toxicity in many of those trials. So I suspect we will have a survival improvement. It's just too early to know that yet. But the fact that it's too early should not be taken as an assumption that there's no survival advantage, merely that if it's an effective therapy, you're going to have to wait longer to get those results.